Good morning.
We're almost live. Okay. Good morning to both.
Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I'm Lori.
I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
Or as Tracy Bulby would say.
The CB girls.
Oh. The CB girls, and we never know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
No, he said, yeah.
It's a guy, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Britton was golfing.
Yeah. He was like, I see your lives.
Impersonating us.
Maybe Tracy Bulby would like to come to a live.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be.
Yeah.
Tracy or Logan.
Golf. Yeah.
I'm like, does Logan even have a job? I was joking with him. Like, I swear I see him like once a week at least at the office in the middle of the day.
Oh, that's funny.
What did he say? He said, yeah. He said, when he like drives by here, so he'll stop in here when he's driving by.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
Yeah,
he has been in
here quite often.
Yeah. Just funny.
Yeah. Welcome back. How was Florida?
You know, it's so nice that, you know, most people, when as they celebrate their birthday, especially as you get older, just like, oh, whatever. Well, I just, my friends are so gracious that I go there to Florida for my birthday week and they get me cake every night.
Yay.
So it's really fun.
That's nice.
I kind of feel bad though, because my friend's birthday is January 1st, which is
That's a horrible
one
birthday.
One of the worst birthdays.
Yeah. Well, and now it's her son's birthday, right?
Yeah.
So she shares a birthday on
a
horrible
day. Like it's her half birthday almost. Like she should share my birthday.
Yes, agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
But I got an unexpected surprise. I'm such a blonde sometimes. My daughter, London, called on my birthday and said, happy birthday. And she's like, what are you doing? Are you up to anything fun? I said, well, I just got to Florida. I'm getting Chick-fil-A.
Filet.
Check in, and she's like, "I'm in Florida too."
Because so she lives there. Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter lived in Florida, so her and her husband actually came and joined me for the weekend, and then she stayed the whole week. And I have not seen London for a whole week in years.
Nice. Yeah. Well, you got to spend more time with her
they
too.
They live really in Florida, nice. But they're not like when they're on the boat and stuff. They're not in Florida.
Yeah, I think she was on a live before.
It says your
about
mic's
her.
A bit off.
Oh.
Where is your mic?
Mic.
Thank you, Bill. That's
well,
because it's
Bill.
On the floor.
Because I never hooked it in. I don't know where it is.
It's right here. There you go. Bill, thanks for always being our
yes.
IT tech. What would we do without you? I mean, how do we survive every day? We don't actually know.
My mic is off.
Literally.
That would be why we have an issue.
So London, our youngest daughter, was able to join me in Florida.
Second
to youngest.
Yeah.
Our youngest of the five.
Yeah.
So thank you, Belle, keeping us on track.
Yeah, that's nice.
So it's really nice. I had a really nice week, and I did not do Disney.
That's shocking to me that you went to Florida and didn't do Disney.
It is pricing people out.
It's so expensive.
It's like $165 just to get in.
You're kidding.
Then it's $25 if you want to do Rise of the Resistance. It was another $35 for Genie Plus.
Wait. All the rides aren't included now? You have to pay extra for certain rides?
To like not wait in line, and it's a busy week.
Well, you still like wait in line. It's
just
not
still wait in
as
line.
Much of a line.
And then food.
Food.
And honestly, I just wanted the day. I kept debating on it because I do love to go and I love Disney, but it's just like I just kind of wanted a day, you know, because we two young kids were with us. I just kind of wanted a day to just sit in the sun and relax.
Yeah.
And then London ended up coming.
Deborah.
It worked out great.
Yeah,
so.
It does work out good.
Yeah.
Hi, Deborah.
Makes sense.
Hi, Deborah. Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah, sometimes you just want a day to yourself, especially when you're on vacation. Like when we were in Arizona, you're just like, I'm not going to go to any more classes. This is my one time without my two young kids.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to sit by the pool and read.
Yeah.
Uninterrupted. And that's all I want to do.
I did do that.
And respect,
times.
You know.
For a family of four with extras, $1,200 for one day.
Insane.
That's just nuts. It's
insane.
So
expensive. But my friends went with two kids, and it was $800 just for the tickets, and then it was another $100 for the Rise Resistance because it went to Hollywood Studios.
Well,
and then it was another $35 a person.
Yeah.
And that's not even – that's not like gift shops or food.
Because, I mean, you're there, so you're going to buy stuff. Even the Spirit jersey that I got last time was like – $80 or $90 or something. Yeah. And it's a long sleeve t-shirt.
Yeah.
But it's just funny because back in the day, I mean, we went to Disney with the kids. It was like our one splurge we did a year. And I think we went one day. I think we always went to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Sure. But we go in, immediately sign up for Cinderella's dinner, which was our big splurge of the trip. We didn't know there were character meets. We didn't know hardly anything. We just wandered around all day and had fun.
Yeah.
But I do think I said I had three under three a lot. Well,
they're getting tall.
They have like big playgrounds though. Like Toontown was like basically a giant playground. That whatever that ant thing was like a giant playground.
Yeah.
Like
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah. So like it wasn't all even rides and stuff. They had like literal playgrounds.
Yeah, things you could
do. Where we'd just spend hours.
And the Toontown with the Minnie's house.
Yeah, that's why I said Toontown.
I was just really bummed when they got rid of it. That Minnie's house was adorable.
Yeah.
We went to Disney, 9 years ago with my three boys, who turns out really didn't know anything about Disney or any of the Disney stuff. So I'm, you know, they're geeking out going, Ariel, we're going to go see Ariel. And they're like, who's that? You know, they could have cared less.
Oh, yeah. That is a horrible trip for you. You need to go with a princess person.
Yes. And we didn't see any parades because it was so hot that the boys just wanted to go back and swim at the hotel.
Oh, and that was another thing. It was 95 to 100 degrees all week. And I just thought, it's miserable to walk around when it is that hot and crowded. Hot and crowded. No.
Does the Mickey's inside the costume have hot air conditioning? Because that would be horrendous to be inside those costumes.
You were there like Memorial Day week too. So a lot of people try to go and they have the extra day off.
Yeah.
That's when we went and it was horrendous. Like
spring break, hot, Memorial, and even October when we go when it falls on Columbus Day because of that extra day, it can get busy.
Yeah. Or sometimes by that Halloween stuff.
Oh, the pool was crazy. Thank goodness Chuck got cabanas for us because the pool was, there was not a chair in sight.
That's crazy. It's not usually that.
It was busier than we've seen in a long time.
Dang. Yeah.
I mean, good and bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Good for the tourism industry in Orlando.
I think people are just spending more time by the pool because they're not going to Disney.
Could be.
Because it's just so expensive.
Could be.
Yeah.
When there's enough to do.
And then we're like, there's so much there to do. That's why I was trying for October. It's like, I mean, maybe we want to do Legoland or I know next. Not this year, but next year, I think everybody will be old enough to do the dolphin.
Okay.
So we can do Discovery Cove and SeaWorld in that week. And those will be our big things
How old do you have to be to do the dolphin?
I think 7.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So he would be. No.
Well, Estelle could do it last time we went, right?
Yeah. She could.
But she wouldn't have been 7.
I think so, 6. I think Dallas would just be old enough this year.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I just figure another year.
It's the water's cold. Yeah. It's slippery. Yeah. It's, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just to have them. And then that will be our, and then I'll be able to get, because by Thanksgiving, there was 40% off.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That was nice.
You should do the manatee experience again. Didn't you guys do that a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that. In Florida, you can go to Crystal Lake or something and you have to go find the manatees. It's not like it's a zoo. Yeah. It's open water and you actually have to go find out where they are.
Oh, nice.
And then you can't touch the manatees.
No.
It's like a federal serious offense.
Yeah.
So you just like literally lay on top of the water and just steer
They're
down
They're allowed
at
to
them.
Bump into you, but you can't
touch
them.
Well, I saw a video of like a manatee literally like hugging someone's leg. And like I would
so pet it.
I
don't even
think
care.
I'd have to. Like, how if do you not pet the manatee?
Well, no, if it touches, if it comes to you, like Branson may have put his leg out because it was floating by. But there was a baby. There was a mom and like an aunt, we're calling it, and a little baby. She'd lost her child, so she was like bonding with this other and a little baby. And that was so, the baby was so
Yeah, you
cute.
Guys did that like the day before manatees. We got there or something. But my kids wouldn't have been old enough.
Too little.
Yeah. But okay, also if you're in the water, the manatees are, you're also in water where like gators are, right?
You're in the ocean. They're in fresh water.
No, I saw a video the other day where a gator.
There's people. We went out with guides, and they're keeping an eye on
I think
the
it's pretty rare for gators to be in salt water.
And we're not in the marsh.
Yeah.
But it is salt water.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a video where literally like they were looking at manatees, and then all of a sudden a gator comes by.
Well, there's manatees in fresh water, too.
Yeah.
But you go out to the salt water.
We went to the salt water.
I don't know. Florida is just a special kind of hell for me with all those snakes.
And I didn't know my dad can't swim or float.
Yeah. Oh, seriously?
That's terrifying. Yeah. Yeah, my dad, I mean, I'm like,
can't float?
He's drowning. He's drowning. Yeah. And the people are going, no, he's fine. I'm like, no, he's not. And all I saw is my dad's eyes above the water, and they were so big. So
did he never learn to float?
He
or?
Doesn't. He's a sinker. He does not float. He had like two not noodles.
Not all people can
he
float.
What? Thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and he does and not like, float.
We're too floaty.
Okay, so, I've never yes, heard of this floaty. Before.
We did Discovery Cove, and we did the sea, like they put the helmets on you yeah. and yeah. you walk around.
Super cool. If you haven't done but it, it's super cool.
We couldn't keep sea our, venture, we were maybe. Having trouble keeping our feet on the ground mm. because we're too floaty. So they can
you
put
have
a
to
weight,
put weights
yeah,
on
they can
you.
Put a
when
weight belt.
When I scuba dive,
you.
They had to put weight belts on.
Which the helmets
and
already,
they said it's not because I look fluffy. It's like you don't know if you're a floater or not yeah. by looking at someone because I'm like, oh, wow, I'm awfully yeah. floaty here.
Yeah. Well, even like, it's funny because we got, Jason had gotten me a little like blow up hot tub, which was pretty nice, but I get irritated because I can't like sit on the ground in it. Like mm. I have to have like a seat or something because I just keep floating up
oh,
in the water.
Yeah, that's annoying.
So my dad
yeah.
sinks.
Yeah, just like
so,
a rock.
Like literally,
like I don't think he could even swim
Kevin
fast enough to
and
keep
Houston
himself up.
Had to
my
like
gosh.
Hold him up when we went out there.
I have
to
never
see
heard
the
of this.
Yeah,
thing.
people yeah, it, see
and people if you can't swim, you may be a sinker.
Wow.
Because we tried to teach this kid in the Dominican or something we're at. He couldn't swim. We're like, oh, we'll help teach you to swim. The kid just.
That's kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be really just, scary if you yeah. just sink.
Yeah. I wonder if they're like, what part of your body makes you like a floater or sinker? Like, do you hold air somewhere or, you know, I don't know.
I think my legs and my chest are floaters, but my booty's a sinker.
Yeah, it's not
Can I be half
how
and
big
half?
You are.
No.
No. Or, half and or half. You're like, I don't know what it has to do with. I'm now I'll have to research.
There's
it,
some weight in those hips.
Like fish have like a swim bladder, right? So there's got to be something. I don't know. Weird.
Apparently we need to go back to... I don't know, anatomy school or something.
I don't even think we like, I mean, we took like biology, but we didn't take like anatomy in school necessarily. No. Like it might've been like a segment or like a lesson.
Yeah, because yeah. when we were,
Alex
we're
just
learned about
college.
The pelvis, I was shocked.
Yeah, yeah I didn't learn
like
about
how
that.
Many, yeah, the different layers of the pelvis. I'm yeah. like, I have no idea.
The pelvic floor.
All this stuff. At the spa yeah. thing, yeah, yeah, they took a class.
Yeah.
On the pelvic floor, and it's yeah. like, it seems like they should teach you this stuff.
Yeah. Well, I even, okay, so this is so weird, but there's a video the other day, and this girl was like, why do I have those dimply things on my chin when I flex it? Mm-hmm. Did you know that there is a muscle in your chin, and it looks, you know those, like, Twizzler ropes that have like a bunch of them.
Uh-huh.
So it like looks like the peel apart one. It looks yeah. like that, but then at the end of it, it's like they're all separated like this, and that's what all those little things on your chin are when you flex it.
So like if you like, have a chin dimple, like John Travolta,
like these,
like a butt oh. chin.
No, like yeah. all those little tiny dimples that you oh. have that you see. It's it's the weirdest thing. You
have
to look
this up. I've
ever
seen that I have a dimple.
Yeah,
dimple
I've seen
in
this.
My chin. Okay, I'm gonna look at my camera.
It's only when you like flex it really hard. Muscle.
How do you flex your chin?
You
I'm
did it.
There.
Yeah, you did it. Yeah, see, there's
like it's
little,
the weirdest
like
looking
dimply things.
Like it looks like this.
Oh wow,
that's in your chin.
That's bizarre.
Did you know that?
No.
So is that
I
why
wish
you
could
can do
see
face
it.
Yoga?
Google it. Google muscle in your chin. It looks
so
weird.
Because face yoga is supposed to work. I paid for a face yoga app, and I just can't find it.
Well, what do you mean, like? Get rid of like this and stuff.
So they said
like they do like
they can do Botox and chin like, massage.
And it really does help keep your face.
Oh wow! Like, who knew?
Because I'm sure those muscles can get like swollen and
yeah,
stuff, just
that
like
makes
any
sense
other.
If there's muscles
you
in
know?
Your face and you're working them out. Maybe, but if you overwork them.
A couple years ago, they had an ad for like a thing that you like chewed in your mouth to like work out like
yeah,
your jowls. But I'm just gonna say it looked like a ball gag.
So you probably just could have used that.
I think you could.
Well, there is like
whatever
I don't know.
Are
you do all these weird stuff?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Acidona.
It would look really weird when yeah. you see it.
I just love all the random things that you can find for sale on the internet. Where you're just like, I never knew I needed that.
Now it's all the chin straps are coming up. I must have like researched something. Now it's like, oh, you're
now neck, our phones that are in here is, are going to come up with all these weird ads.
I got an ad from what
you just said. We're going to get really weird.
Yeah, right. Yesterday I got an ad from Shein on my thing, and I actually clicked on it because I was like, I don't even understand this. It was like a picture of an ear, but the ear part was saran wrapped.
What?
And I was like, or like shrink wrapped. Shrink wrapped. Why? Yeah. And I was like, what? Logan's worried about the camera or something.
No, it's the mic. I don't think her.
And no, she keeps putting her hair over it.
Yeah.
I think she just keeps putting her hair over it.
So why was the ear saran wrapped?
I don't know. Okay. I clicked on it and it went nowhere, but I really wanted to know why this, and it didn't, it looked like a human ear saran wrapped because I was like, well, maybe.
That scared me like there's bugs in your ear.
Well, what if that's I was thinking maybe it was what like a jewelry.
Yeah. You just put them on your ears at night.
I don't know.
Ear wraps.
Wild.
I would buy ear covers. This is a great invention. Ear covers, the stuff doesn't go in your ears at night.
Oh.
I don't know. Well, I thought maybe it was like one of the like jewelry displays that they use for earrings or something, or piercing or something, but it looked like a human face with a saran wrap ear. So I don't know. It was wild.
I love when people are like, this is the what my Wish ad showed me today. And it's something just like, what in the name of the love is that?
And I was looking up safety earring backings for Estelle.
So it didn't save ears.
Yeah.
So you never know.
Did you see the ads for the toupees they make for?
What?
They make
do you see this stuff?
It's on the Wish ads.
I don't get Wish ads. I will now. Now that I've said
I
will.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You guys are loving the new coffee.
Oh there my gosh.
So much new coffee going out. Yes, I'm changing the
subject. Oh, does she?
I always laugh. I always know when I get it crazy.
Am I not? Yeah. In?
Or your battery died?
Said. Oh, nice.
Bill, I don't know. Bill did say somebody's mic wasn't working. We thought it was just because it was on the floor.
Yeah.
But maybe it's the battery.
Yeah, I stepped on it.
New coffees, like all the new coffees or?
Yeah. I mean, all of our, the three brand new flavors are like.
The four or the three.
Which one is the most popular? I pulled a lot of
apricot maybe.
Oh, I was going to say chocolate peanut butter or cherry vanilla.
I was going to go apricot. Too that really? I thought was and then the new pod flavors I think butter pecan or chocolate marshmallow.
Thank you.
I did pull a lot of cherry vanilla though.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cherry vanilla. And then butter pecan and chocolate marshmallow have been going crazy. So those are in pods. Bill, Logan's asking you if the microphone sounds
I guess
better.
I have to talk to make it work.
So now all of our flavors are available in pods,
regular and decaf.
Regular and decaf. Yeah.
And then we have new stuff still coming.
Yeah.
When are those?
So
July 1st.
Well, we're not doing 1st. Like a big release so much on those. They're kind of going up as we get them, but we'll do a big announcement then.
Okay.
Oh, we got to do the.
It's on, but there's a snapping sound going on.
Oh, that's so weird.
Oh, good.
Snapping sound.
That's so weird. Is it annoying?
Really annoying. Yeah. I just won't talk. Or is it a continuous snapping sound?
I don't think that you could just not talk if you tried.
She's like, watch me. Stubborn. So there is a lot of...
I can start saying really crazy stuff to make you shut me down.
Unflavored pods coming your way. Oh, he's coming back. Snapping. Bill said there's snapping.
Yeah.
He heard it. Yeah. Thank you, Bill.
Okay. Yeah.
Snapping turtle. Oh, what about turtles?
We've had a lot of turtle issues lately.
Tell us more.
We pushed a snapping turtle across the road.
I almost hit one last night, but I didn't. So
and
I'm glad.
Then, it's snapping whether Lori's speaking or not. Oh. Okay, Logan's in here trying to fix it.
That's so weird.
Well, that's not just me.
No. So we pushed a snapping turtle across the road on our way to the grocery store. And then on the way home from the grocery store, why don't you just hand her yours, Patty?
Yeah, I can do that.
On the way home from the grocery store, the snapping turtle was peeking his head back out like he was going to go back into the road. And we didn't stop to help him again. So we're like, whatever.
One time's good.
Because Jason said he accidentally flipped him over. And so then he like had to flip him back over because he's like trying to attack him.
Is that better? When you do that?
So,
what do you do?
He's like, he told me I had to move it closer to my face. Oh, yeah. And I hate that.
So Jason's like the snapping turtle sitting there waiting for me to get revenge. And then we have a lot of painted turtles that lay eggs in our yard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
in your driveway, though, right?
All over the driveway, they just,
like,
the yard.
Them? They don't like bury them.
They, no, they do. They like dig down into the yard and then they lay eggs, but they do it all over the place. Oh, so our hose box thing, it like tipped over because it's not, we can't like put it down into the ground.
I just want to say, Bill, thank you for spelling my name right.
Thank you. Perfect.
Oh, good. Okay.
And a turtle got stuck in the hose box and he's like trying to get out the other day. He finally did. A big painted turtle. And then we have a baby painted turtle that's now a pet.
Is it doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing fine. How's Sedona's doing?
So after I saw this turtle, friends were over and there was a little tiny, tiny turtle in our pool. So is Houston's friend saved the turtle, and then Sedona was convinced that she needed to have a pet because I was convinced we should just bring it to Britton's so it can be friends with her pet.
Turtles don't like to live.
They were
going to
throw it in the yard, so she put it in a, I don't know, a bowl, and we're trying to get advice from Britton on how to save the turtle. Yeah. The turtle cage did come the next day or the 2 days later, and he seems to be doing fine.
Yeah. Well, and we were reading that those baby turtles can go like 7 days without eating.
Oh, really?
So we weren't sure he was eating at first. So it was like we were getting kind of concerned, especially when it can go 7 days.
Yeah. She put like 20 nuggets in there.
Oh, no. We put like 2 or 3 in the morning and like 2 or 3 at night. But we don't put them in the water. We put them up on the ledge.
Oh, there's a little, I thought there was a little thing for it.
You go put them in there too.
But it said just give them enough that they eat. And I look, she sent me a picture and it's just full. The whole thing's full. I'm like,
well,
okay.
He throws them in the water if we do that. And the water gets really gross really fast. So we just give them a couple, like 2 in the morning.
She's cleaning the water.
How big are these turtles going to get?
The ones we see in the yard are about this big.
Okay. So do we release them when they get big?
We probably will.
But will they be like, because they've been in captivity, not know how to catch their own food? Or turtles not really like that?
I think they'll figure it out. I don't know. We'll look it up or we'll get a bigger enclosure.
I felt bad. Well, because I thought that the turtle was probably going to go find its family.
No.
But they don't do that.
No.
Do turtles, they have to hibernate, right? Like, what do they do in the water?
Oh, my gosh. So only 1% of turtle eggs actually make it like back to the water, or like less than 1% or something, which is pretty wild. But in the winter in Michigan, and I only know this because we just went to Kensington Zoo or Kensington Wildlife Park for my daughter's field trip, and they explained this. I had no clue. Painted turtles will bury themselves in the ground for 4 to 5 months, and they do not breathe the entire time that they are buried under the ground.
What?
4 to 5 months?
Yeah, you know the whole winter. They bury themselves.
I actually saw a video where these people have pet turtles.
And they dig holes.
And they literally bury them in the ground.
Yes.
And then they're like, okay, it's springtime. Let's dig our turtles out.
And then they undig their turtles.
And they
like
do.
It's a freaking plant
I'm
bulb?
Not even kidding. Like a zombie.
Like they dig them 2-3 feet down in
and
the ground.
And I remember seeing this going, what is happening? Like, and I didn't put this together.
Yeah,
you
it's
said
for
that.
Real. They hibernate. Yeah.
Let's go plant our turtles.
Yeah,
dig them up in the spring.
Bulbs.
And you don't have to do that, but people do bury their turtles for the winter.
Bizarre. They're like, you know, Eleanor is just.
So
down
they
here,
don't
you
eat.
Know?
They don't breathe.
They don't breathe,
they just go into height. Well, I mean, if we could figure that out, that'd be amazing.
It's
not breathing.
It's just wild. I had no clue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that wouldn't really extend your life. You'd just waste your life. But unless you just like paused it.
Yeah. And then you know how we have box turtles? The box turtles. Kensington, you know, whatever. But I never realized why they were called that. They have like this weird hinge on their shell. And so when they go into their shell, they can actually like fold the front part of their shell in, like a box. So
like
that it's
they hide like an chinchilla,
an armadillo,
whatever rolls.
Yeah,
up.
The armadillo.
Chinchilla.
But they have like an extra hinge on their shell, and they can like shut their shell.
Kind of bizarre.
The store is closed.
Yeah.
Wild.
That is crazy.
Wow, that's amazing. Animals are so amazing what they can do.
Yeah,
aren't they?
I learned a lot at my 7-year-old's field trip.
Well, especially now that you have turtle eggs.
I just remember learning when I went to one of them. It's like them. I was actually just blown away because I just didn't know. Because I'm like, oh, it's Eskimos. And they're like, oh, you can't say that. You can't say that. They're Inuit people. Yeah, Inuits. Or Inuits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
I didn't know that.
I had no idea because that's not what we were taught.
Yeah. You were at a field trip when they said that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I liked it. Like, Dallas went bowling, and that was just pure chaos. A bunch of 5-year-olds trying to bowl was something. But I liked Estelle's because we actually, like, learned something.
Yeah.
And she likes to learn, so that's good.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't go to Formar. But I guess you guys are farther south where that would make sense, too.
Yeah, I think they'd probably be about the same either way. Yeah. But we did, like, they did, like, a class thing, and then we went on a hike, and there was like a tour guide on the hike.
Or whatever. Have their American Girls set up for tomorrow night.
We have not read the book, so you might want to read it with them.
Where all the stuff is set up that you've been buying?
Well, it's like they're different time periods, so we're doing the colonial ones.
What do you mean? So, like, we can only play with colonial first, and then these ones are dead. Then we go to the next one.
Yeah, because they're all sorted. And so they're all sorted and organized.
Somebody got a little obsessed with American Girl again recently. And so she gave me, like, the Felicity book so that she can set up the whole Felicity stuff.
Felicity and Elizabeth.
You do jump from, like, this collecting to this collecting.
She, like, completes it and then has to start something new.
Yeah, like Department 56. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, let's get some American Girls.
It is an issue.
You did your Hall Pottery. You did the Ray Dunn for a minute.
Yep.
You're a collector.
I am. Not a hoarder. Just a collector.
I have lots. My basement would agree with you.
Hey, it's an organized hoard for the most part.
Yeah, it's actually really organized. So, and I'm pretty excited because I've gotten some pretty cool things from local people. Because American Girl dolls are, I think they're 18 inches. So, like, their beds and houses and stuff that they have, it's like you just don't realize the scope of how big it is.
Yeah.
And then I go pick it up and I'm like,
So I want to see what this looks like.
Kevin's meeting someone in Ann Arbor Friday to get something for me.
Oh my gosh.
She's in Ohio.
She's very sweet.
Oh, she's driving up this far?
She is. She's going there for something else. So she's meeting them there. She said, I'll meet you halfway. I think she's in Dayton or something.
That's kind.
Oh, that's really nice. That's right over the border.
It's like an hour and a half away.
It's not that far.
And she was very nice. And I'm like, it's a $70 item. You're going to drive an hour. Yeah. But she's a school teacher. So she's like, come out of school.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
Go to Ann Arbor for the day. Get some nice food.
I'm like, okay.
Super kind of her.
I always forget that Ann Arbor is really not that far.
It's not. And they have so many good restaurants.
Right? It's not that far. It's just like, obviously, traffic and parking can really suck. Yes. But
as we experienced during Hash Bash, which we were not there for Hash Bash, let me go ahead and say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could definitely tell it was going on, though.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for my mom's handicap sticker. Thank
we
you,
did
Mom.
Not have a
but
handicap
oh
sticker,
my gosh! Yeah. But I tried to parallel park, and I'm like, awful it was the at it. Like I almost
thing.
This guy was laughing at me at the street. I almost just gave my keys and said, "Can you please?" And people are in line, like trying to get
like
by
she's blocking
me too.
Traffic
I'm blocking
on
everything.
The whole road.
Like 3, 4, 6
times. Dayton's in Southern Ohio, so that is far.
Is it Dayton? Maybe it's not. I thought it was
Toledo's like.
Oh, it's Toledo. That's
where Brandon lives.
I am geographically challenged for sure. Oh, I didn't know he lived there. I should have been like, Brandon.
Yeah.
Go pick it up for me.
Well, Jason's going there this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's funny.
So totally could have.
Could have.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like that though. Like, I don't like sleeping without.
I don't like being. I don't mind going away, but I don't like being in the house by myself.
Yeah. So I'm not going to like it.
I don't have any problem at all here.
You can come stay with me.
And here's how far I can
come
stretch
camp out.
Right. I've got to pick the.
Bring the dogs. Bring the kids.
Parallel parking challenge. You know what? Don't they make cars that parallel park for us now? Why don't
that
we all have those?
Sense.
I hate parallel parking, even for my test. So the guy that was giving me the test, he was a very large man. And he didn't put a seatbelt on. And I'm like, this is a test. So I'm like, hey, you know, are you going to put your seatbelt on? And he's like, oh, honey, the seatbelt isn't going to fit me. And I'm just like, oh, great. Now I've offended this guy. my teacher. And then he told me to parallel park, and I had been crying with my dad trying to teach me, and it was not a good experience. And so the guy said, he put these cones up, and he said, okay, if you don't knock over the cones, I'll pass you. And I'm like, challenge accepted. So I parallel parked about 10 feet away from the curb. And he's like, and I said, I didn't knock over any of the cones.
You also didn't come within.
And he's like, fair. That's you didn't knock over, because he said, oh, you didn't want to go pick them up. He said, I'll pass you if you don't, I don't want to pick up the cones. So just don't knock them over. So I didn't knock any over. And he just looked at me. I said, I didn't knock down any cones. He's like, fair. Oh,
that sounds like you.
My middle son during his test, like, just completely backed over the cones, and I'm like, oh, he failed. No, they passed him.
I passed him. And then he's like, I'm gonna tell you to stop and do it, but don't be too aggressive about it, but stop when I say. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, stop. And I'm like, are you really saying stop? He's like, yes, I'm really saying stop.
Oh, you really asked him that.
But I'm like, do you mean now? He's like, yeah. That was kind of the warning I just gave you.
Oh my gosh. You weren't one of those cars where they have the control on that side too.
No, no, we didn't have that at all.
We had that. Not for the driving test. You had to do your own car for the driving test.
That's why I got a Geo Metro, because I had a parallel park in Flint when I waitressed down at a bar. And I'm like, Kevin want to buy me something. I'm like, I think the smallest car possible is good.
They never have any street spots down there either. No.
But then I was in the ramp. I'd go in the ramp, but I had a stick.
Oh.
So I'd be like rolling backwards.
Oh my God.
That was me in the Ford truck yesterday.
Yeah.
We had to hand load our UPS yesterday, and our UPS driver got it stuck.
Because of the angles, you can't hand load it.
Yeah,
because of how the dot goes to the truck, it's like this. You can't hand load it.
So then he got on the truck and pushed it in, but then it was still stuck. So then him and Britton went around the side, and I had to get on the truck, but it's on an incline, so it just kept going backwards.
Well,
so I had both.
What
feet
happened
on the
brake. Is because the pallet.
That sounds like, I hope nobody's listening to this.
Right.
I don't hear any of this.
What happened is because we were trying to hand load it. The pallet got stuck at an angle. So
Jared, the hand pallet.
No. So Jared was like,
oh no, but whatever.
He's like,
I can
drive a fork truck if you're okay with that. But because of the angle we had to put the forks into the pallet, it went under one of the boards. And we couldn't like get it out of the board because the truck's at this angle. So it's just like an angles game. So then we took the hand truck and put it in the front of the pallet. And then he was able to get all the weight off the fork.
Oh my
gosh.
How long did this take?
Like 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I can envision this half hour.
No. It was like 5 minutes.
Why did you leave early?
It was just, we thought we could hand load it. And it turns out you can't.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
maybe if you went backwards or something.
I've unloaded by hand because you've got the angle.
Yeah.
You know, but
I think our angle's worse than it used to be as well.
Yeah. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, gosh.
We do.
Just going, I don't know how to get out of this.
Have our Father's Day sale.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Father's
going
Day is
on
coming up
this week.
Yeah. We've got the weekly giveaway still.
Yeah.
I have
the new
presents
kinds
for my father. So I'm excited to have those already.
I've got
to
get That's those good. Figured out.
It's so hard to think about. My dad would never watch this, or I'd say, I don't think my dad would ever watch this.
I don't know. I don't know.
The mini,
I mean, we're
idea
doing the golf thing, so I kind of figure that's, you know.
Yeah. I'm excited about my dad's.
Yeah.
I got it. It's teeny tiny.
Yeah,
it's so teeny tiny. Yeah.
I'm going to look that up for my dad, too. That might be a good idea. You're just hard to shop for.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I feel good. It's nice when you, like, have... Yeah. Like, I feel good about the gifts that I got everybody, which is not always the case.
Yeah, sometimes you're like, ooh,
it's like, here's
this
a gift card to Home Depot. Or
I got Jason and Dallas matching shoes, and he already has them because the box came and said, Hey Dude, all over it. And he's like, what'd you get from Hey Dude? And I was like, but they're like little America, like 4th of July's.
Cute.
And they only had his size and Dallas's size.
Oh, that's cute.
So they got matching shoes.
Did the kids like their shoes? Did you give them to them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love Hey Dudes.
I got the kids little Crocs with Grogu.
Oh, cute.
And they already like have the stuff the on them, charms. The little charms, oh, like nice. Cool ones.
Yes.
Yeah, they and they have his face on them.
Oh, cute.
Which I didn't know London loves Grogu so much. Mm-hmm. She oh, was yeah. like, she got a stuffed Grogu and I think she might have had tears in her eyes.
Really?
Looking at him. She thinks he is so cute. So she set him up by her bed.
So
and
cute.
Every time she'd walk in, she'd just get the biggest smile on her face and he watched her sleep and she's just like, oh, Grogu, I love you.
He is very cute.
It was adorable.
Morning, Charles.
So,
that's yeah. hilarious.
Father's Day sale. Do you guys have plans for Father's Day yet?
I think we're probably just going to, maybe my son's got a pool now, my oldest son. So okay. I think we'll just go to his house and swim and cook out.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we went over there this last weekend and my youngest son brought two friends. They're in the pool for 5.5 hours.
Nice.
And he does love pools.
Oh my God. And I'm just like, you know what? Okay. Right. That's fine. Have fun. It started raining. I'm like, hey, did you guys want to get out? They're like, no, we're fine. I'm like, it's like below 70 now outside. They're like, we're fine. And I'm like, okay, you see
is
lightning,
it heated?
You get out. Nope.
We were like that as kids. Yeah. So yeah. The lake, anything.
Well, I'm just trying to remember, like, what age are you where you just like don't want to be all day in the pool anymore? You
well,
know?
Did they get out to pee?
They surely did not. So,
okay, gross. So they're making their own warmth.
Yeah.
The chlorine yeah. drop that yeah. quick.
Nick, throw some extra shock in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But funny. Yeah, I'm not sure what age you just like don't want to be in the pool all day anymore. But I mean, he's 13 and that's 5.5 hours. And they're like, we never want to leave. We want to stay in here. I'm like, okay, well, the only way I got him out was like, okay, you guys want to go get ice cream?
Yeah, I mean, Jason and the kids go
just
in the pool.
Feed them
almost.
In the pool.
They literally go in the pool almost every day.
They did. They asked if they could eat in the pool, and I said no.
No.
You must not. Get That's out funny. And eat.
I'm always like, I don't want to get my hair wet.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah.
I know, it's got to be pretty warm.
Because I always felt bad when we'd go to, like, hotels and stuff. Lane mm-hmm. would like, hey, get in with me. And I'm like, I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
Enjoy just sitting in the pool for 5 hours.
Oh, it's just a stupid yeah. pool game. So, like, can you swim with one arm?
Yeah. You know, yeah. Backwards like, with one arm.
How long can you hold your breath?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or water aerobics.
It's fun, though. It's good
yeah.
for him.
Yeah. I mean, definitely more exercise than he's gotten in a while. So, we'll call it a win.
Oh, that's great. How deep is it?
I don't know, maybe 4 feet.
Oh, okay. You know? So they can touch.
Yeah, up to their yeah. chest probably. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, that's how ours is. Well, I mean, it's above ground, so you can touch everywhere.
Yeah. And then they jump from that to the hot tub. They're like, this hot tub has a massage chair. It's the greatest
oh,
hot tub of all time.
Oh, the rental yeah. car.
Oh, that Grand Wagoneer.
I am those Wagoneers
They're
are
so,
so
nice.
Nice.
So what was it? Last October, we got... To bye, Belle. Have a great week. We got to Florida and they were like out of cars. And I had paid for an SUV or a standard size SUV, like nothing crazy. And we got there and they only had one premium SUV left, and it was a Grand Wagoneer, fully loaded. And I'm talking massage chairs, heated cool
yes.
seats in every
yes.
seat.
This had got massages
what?
Every time I was in the car.
And
it's in the passenger chairs
was it an
for
actual
everything.
Massage
an actual
or just
massage
the
chair.
I don't
no,
like, it's
actual like the
it's
rolling.
It's like you can do the waterfall.
Yeah.
You can do the.
You're kidding.
No,
and not just the front too. It was like,
and then the whole thing opens up. The
yeah,
whole, it is
probably way
oh, it's so expensive. So yeah, Crystal got there this time, and she texts me. She goes.
They
We've
were like
got
coming
the
in.
No.
Because I know they pulled late. Up. I'm like, this is cute.
Yeah, you said that the
That's
other day too
one,
in the
right?
parking lot. You were like, oh, what's
I
that?
I did see that yeah. at the restaurant where we were
like,
what
yeah,
is
it's like
that?
The third row Jeep. Is that what that is?
No, no,
it's like a Suburban.
Yukon
or
like a Yukon
Denali
XL
or whatever.
Oh, okay, who makes it?
Jeep though.
Oh, Jeep.
But it's
okay.
like $120,000.
Yeah, you pay for that massage, don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, but if you went from a weekly massage and you maybe...
It was
you know,
so nice, though. There were air vents everywhere,
yeah.
you know, that were adjustable. It was very,
I didn't
very,
like having
pretty.
The screens back by the kids because the kids kept screwing with the screens.
Oh, yeah.
And then at one point, one of them colored with crayon on the screen. And I'm like, this is on our car.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that lemon law is a real thing, though, talking about cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you have, if your, like, car in the first year or something is in the shop more than 30 days or 40 days, something, I can't remember, it's can be subject to lemon law, or you have three, like, repairs. My husband's getting a new car.
Really?
Yeah, but he went through some janky people to try to do it, and they like negotiate a horrible deal. Great for them, bad for us. We had to actually pay to give the car back, and they made money
after paying for it the whole time it's in the shop.
Yeah,
too.
And he hasn't been able to drive his car for 4 months. We had to pay for 4 months for a car we couldn't even drive. So Logan researched it and said, contact the Better Business Bureau. And they have a whole team dedicated to this.
Really?
And so GM contacted it, and we're getting a brand new car.
Wow.
Like, we give them our car and get a new car.
That's great, though, because I've heard other people who, like, their car's been in the shop for 6 months, they can't figure it out, and then nothing within that time.
Well, I mean, there's been three major things wrong with the car. I've got no faith. And you know, car payments now are 6 years or whatever. Your car's got to last six years to even have it paid off.
And
it would not last six
years. Deborah, I want to be in a pool all day if it's heated.
If it's heated, like 78.
Yeah.
No, yours is like 85.
Yeah, yours is
nice. Oh, I think I like an 81. Yeah. 81 to 83. Yeah.
Yours is nice.
Otherwise, it's chilly.
Well, speaking of cars, though, you can go back to our friend Kathy, who had a woodchuck chew up the inside of her car.
Oh, my gosh.
She said she must have drove like an hour with this thing in her grill.
She went to a park and like went on a walk and then came home.
She met the grandkids or whatever. So she parked near the woods because for whatever, to have it in the shade.
Yeah. And she just went on a hike and then got home and then like I think went out the next morning.
They backed the car out of the garage and there was oil and stuff
everywhere.
All over.
And then when you open the top of it, it was just like completely chewed to bits. And this is a 3-week-old car, by the way.
Yeah. She had a video of shining the light in the grill and you could literally see it. Yes, in there.
And there was a woodchuck trapped. But the best part.
This is my favorite part.
The best part is she takes it to the dealer. They towed it to the dealership, and the woodchuck gets out in the dealership.
Yeah,
they had to trap it because they didn't want it to get in another. They didn't want it to get in another car.
Like, this woodchuck just has like a.
And the insurance people are like, we should do a commercial on this. Like, who would?
Because they have the mayhem, whatever insurance.
Yeah,
the destruction was.
Yeah. It was totally unbelievable.
Crazy.
Like it.
Oh, yeah. Deborah says hers is 86.3. There you go.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I asked her to Kathy to send me the video of the destruction that the woodchuck did. I've never seen anything like
it. It was wild.
But in this poor woodchuck, he's just trying to get out.
Yeah. He's just like tearing everything up. But like the top of the hood,
he ate all the foam, all the lines, everything.
I don't know what he was doing in there, but
trying to escape.
You didn't have to get up there in the first place, woodchuck.
Well, he's like, get me out of this place.
You made a poor choice.
It's like when you get in and you can't back out.
Yeah.
Well, they probably are like that. I mean, they're pretty hefty.
Well, and the front of it, like, I mean, you see the
grill. I wonder if
it's
filled with foam.
He was like filled almost the whole grill. Yeah.
He was not.
Well, probably because he's filled with foam now. He's probably just stuffed.
That's crazy. Poor guy.
Oh, okay. We've talked and rambled probably long enough.
So, Father's Day sale this week. Lots of gift baskets.
Yes.
The new K-Cups are up and live, and some new straights are live as well, unflavored coffees.
Yeah.
And more are coming.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yes.
And we've got 0 to 60, right?
0 to 60 is up. CB Select is up.
Okay. If you need a little extra
Pacific Dark, I think, is coming today. Okay. That's like a nice dark roast.
And the Tirazu and Lamanita.
Those are already up. And then...
And we're going to talk about later, but we've got really investing in this Costa Rica thing after going there and just watching them with their daycare and the kids. And they're such a wonderful farm.
That's when my dentist said that.
So we'll be talking about that in the come fall.
Yeah.
About our new initiative.
Yes. I'm excited.
To help kids.
Thanks for joining us.
All right. Well, have a wonderful week.
We have to end too.